We'll be right back. All right, that was U.S. Girls from her brand new album. It's called Half Free, out now on Domino Records. And that was the song Window Shades. I saw U.S. Girls open for Peaches on Tuesday. It was fantastic. She uses cassettes as backing tracks, which seems very risky, but it worked out. She had two Walkmans, and she was just putting cassettes in as she went, and it was good. And Peaches was fantastic as well. Way more fun than I thought maybe it would be. I haven't been that into her music the last little while, but she is an amazing entertainer, and it was a lot of fun. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded traditional Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I have some special guests in the studio today. Hey, hello. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
How's it going? Do you want to introduce yourself to the radio? What's your name?
Ellie.
And you're here today because... you're my daughter, and I'm looking after you today. So you and your little sister Alice have joined me in the radio station, and we're a bit late, so the bus just took longer than we thought it would. Normally, I work at UBC, but today I took the day off to look after you and your sister, and yeah, it was fun to get out here. Yeah. So we've got some tracks that are previewing shows that are happening this weekend, some baseball-related music. Ellie, do I like baseball? Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. She nodded. Yeah. And a bunch of good stuff. But we're going to start off with a song that Ellie wanted to hear. What's the song that you wanted to hear, Ellie?
Queen of the Night.
Can you look into the microphone and say that again?
Queen of the Night.
And what's it from?
The Magic Flute.
And what do you like about that song?
The Queen of the Night's face looking out of this cloud.
All right. So let's give a listen to that. This is Mozart's The Magic Flute, and this is the Queen of the Night aria.
Oh,
Friday, October 9th, come on out to see Hick, Stefano Fratilla, Gal Grayson, Trash Bait, Tough Customer, and DJ Knapp for a benefit show at Redgate. Proceeds go to Hand in Hand for Syria and Migrant Offshore Aid Station. So enjoy a great show and support a great cause. The show starts at 8 and the cover is a sliding scale of $5 to $10. But What If I'm Right, the debut album by Revered, releases on November 4th, along with the spectacle of a show at the Fox Cabaret. Come celebrate composer and frontman Emmett Hall's musical indulgence into a pseudo-new wave prog rock catharsis of ego, an effigy to be truly revered. Doors at 7:30, tickets are $5. Visit revered.bandcamp.com for more.
Every day I know everything will go the length I'm willing to admit.
This is what we want. We don't want to go to bed. told your mother that my little brother has a new toy, new toy, new toy, new toy. Pick it up, let's go, let's go, oh boy!
All right, Ellie, who did we just hear?
Duplex.
Yeah, that was Duplex from their album, Ablum, by Duplex. And that was the song, Your Mama. Who do you love most of all? Is it me or Mama?
Mom.
Ah, always. that is the work of local artist Veda Hilly from a few years back. Her and a coterie of fantastic musicians of all ages. Well done. Hey, Alice, do you have anything to say about that? Oh, yeah, you're just grabbing the mic. Before that, we heard who?
Ellie.
Before that, we heard something that rhymes with mooper soon. Super?
Moon.
Yeah, what do you think of Super Moon?
Good.
Good. That was the song Power Suits from their EP Comet Lovejoy. And we got a chance to see Supermoon play a little while ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that how was their live show?
Good.
What did you like about it? Do you remember?
The way it goes.
The way it goes. Very, very good review. That all music reviews should be like that. What do you like about it? The way it goes. And the other thing about that show is that there were lots of balloons.
Yeah.
So, recommended, always have lots of balloons when you're playing in a band. So that if people like the music, they can also play with balloons and it makes it that much better. And at the top, we heard, let's see, what was her name? That was Diana Damrau as the Queen of the Night from Mozart's Magic Flute. And all three of those songs, request by Ellie, great picks. You have a great future as a radio DJ, I think. What do you think?
Good.
All right. Let's move on. We're going to play some Angel Olsen.
When are we going to play some Over the Rainbow?
Play some what?
Some Over the Rainbow.
We'll play that in a little bit, okay? So we're going to listen to some Angel Olsen. She's playing at the Biltmore tonight. Word is it's sold out. Maybe there's some tickets at the door, I hope, because it's a fantastic show. And I won't be there, but you should definitely go see it. She's a fantastic performer. This is a song, Forgiven, Forgotten, from Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Here is Angel Olsen.
Yeah. I can do, you can do better than me. I think of you as a nemesis and not an adversary. I'm gonna take you on, and I'm never gonna be wrong. I'm gonna take you on, and I'm never gonna be wrong. Rules we were taught that talk got me thinking a lot. Love the way you act, and I'm gonna copy that. I'm gonna take you on, and I'm never gonna be wrong. I'm gonna take you on, I'm never gonna be wrong. I've got all the time in the world, I've got sounds that do it for me. I've got all the time in the world since my baby left me. Back, that's where I'm gonna be at. Every time I attack, you always have a counterattack. I'm gonna take you on, and I'm never gonna be wrong. I'm gonna take you on, I'm never gonna be wrong. Stop riding bridges, I started layering parts. Now I know every falsehood by heart. To your place, I
Mom, really, you know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
When's the next time I can watch the movie of Summer
Wonderland? We can watch the movie again soon. That was, what did we just hear, Ellie?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, sung by Judy Garland from 1939's Wizard of Oz. Do you like that song?
Yeah.
What do you like about that song?
Because it's a rainbow.
You're big into rainbows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, we heard Trash Bait with their song Sanitation Engineer. They're going to be performing this Friday night at Redgate, a refugee benefit, also featuring Galt Grayson and Hick, which is the new Andrea from New Sensei Project, and some other bands. Should be very good and for a very good cause. And before that, we heard Chris Arific from his self-titled album. That was the song Now Now, They're There. And Chris Arific is also having a fundraiser on Friday night to help fund his new album. He has it mostly recorded, recorded by Jay Arner. He quite nearly shared a song today. We were hanging out with him this morning. He and Sylvie and Ellie and Alice and I had a play date. And he tried to get a song, but he could only find the instrument. So you'll have to wait a bit longer to hear some of the new Chris Arific material. But if you go to the Toast Collective on Friday night, he's going to perform for 1 hour, which is a real feat for Chris Arific because he's known for performing for about 10 minutes. 30-song set. Remarkable. And at the top there, we heard Angel Olsen, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, the song Forgiven, Forgotten. Yeah, she's playing at the Biltmore tonight. Okay, we've got 12 minutes left. Let's give, I'm going to listen to, we'll play some Ariel Pink. How does that sound? Yeah, good. So this is the song, starting to get into scary season, right? Halloween's coming up. There's lots of witches and goblins around. So we're going to hear the song Fright Night Nevermore from his album from a few years back called Before Today. This is Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti.
The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1.
Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
All right, that was the Isotopes with their song Let's Go Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays are playing right now. Best of luck. Now that the my beloved Red Sox are no longer in competition, I am rooting for the Blue Jays. So it goes. Canada's team, so they say. Before that, we heard the 1999 version of Meet the Mets. The Mets, traditionally not a very strong baseball club, but they have little streaks, and they've had several versions of Meet the Mets. I have the 1963, 1984, and 1999 version, but time means that we can only play one, sadly, right? Anyways, baseball is great. Hopefully, glad to see the Yankees get eliminated the other day, and hopefully the Cardinals will be on their way out soon. Before that, we heard Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti with the song Fright Night Nevermore from the album Before Today. Ariel Pink playing with Black Lips and Hines this Saturday. Saturday night at that big Rickshaw Theater. That should be a wild show. Last time I saw the Black Lips was the night of the Hockey Riot, Game 7, 2011. Bonkers. It was a bonkers show, bonkers night, bonkers band. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. Sorry we were late. Hey, Ellie, how do you think this show went? Can you look into the mic?
Good.
Good? Oh, thank gosh. I'm glad I get your seal of approval. So we're going to play a couple of songs celebrating a very important occasion happening this Sunday. Do you remember what's happening on Sunday?
What?
Who's getting married?
Janet.
Yeah.
And now I see that guy with the fish head. Look at that guy.
Yeah, there's a guy with a fish head in the lounge. Very exciting. So your uncle, my brother Ian, is getting married. And so we're going to play a couple of songs to celebrate that. First of all, to Bad Catholics with their song Janet. And then a little beach house with Wedding Bell to close things out. Ellie, thanks so much for picking those songs and helping me host the show. Can you look into the mic and say bye-bye to everyone?
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye from Alice as well. She's waving. She is waving. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your patience, everybody. Here we go. Here is Two Bad Catholics. And congrats to Ian and Janet.